Hello, we're here with Louise Vassy, Executive Director for Policy at IOSH. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Sean.
The HSE has released this week the provisional figures for workplace deaths, which has seen a rise in the number of those killed at work compared with last year. Should we be worried about these figures?
Well, we were eagerly awaiting the figures, and it was unexpected to see the rise based on the fact that there is some evidence that suggests that in times of recession there's usually a drop in accidents and fatalities because fewer people are working.
Mm. I mean, these are obviously standalone results, provisional figures rather, and the long-term trend suggests that obviously workplace deaths and injuries are going down. But nevertheless, these results are sobering, particularly in the climate of cost-cutting in health and safety enforcement and any changes in the law planned by the Coalition. Should the government rethink their stance on health and safety in light of these provisional figures?
Well, you're right, there's a downward trend, and so it's too early to say whether the results we've just seen are a one-off or the beginning of a trend. But we shouldn't really wait to see whether it's a change, but we should continue our efforts to ensure that any changes that the government might want to make to legislation does not lower protection. We'll be seeing Professor Ragnar Lofsted next week and are currently putting together the IOSH evidence that we've gathered from members to put to him. So we'll interested in genuine improvement, but not we won't want to see any reduction in protection.
Okay. Now, Judy Packett gave a quote to the media this week, obviously, about these provisional figures, and I think she spoke about the need to make sure health and safety remains focused on the real risks and not on trivia, I think she said, pointless paperwork. Do you agree?
She's absolutely right, and the brand has been damaged undoubtedly by confusion over what health and safety is and what it isn't. Unfortunately, as we know, it's become a catch-all for not taking action, banning things, and a whole host of not being able to do things gets tagged along with health and safety. So, yeah, we feel focusing on health and safety supports enterprises, saves lives, and supports the economy. So real health and safety, yeah, that's got to be the focus.
Sure. And to tie in your last answer, Louise, I mean, it seems that this week at the provisional figures that's been released by the HSE have barely been reported on in the press. They tend to favour the more trivial stories, and we've seen that with the Moores Mount debate in the newspapers. How do we get around this stereotyped image of health and safety in the British media?
Well, you're right, there's been very little coverage, and I think we have to accept that good health and safety isn't going to sell newspapers. So there's an even greater need to clearly highlight the benefits and the positives of health and safety. For example, our Life Savings campaign produces very clear case studies on, you know, how companies have saved money while protecting lives. So we really need to try harder, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and obviously that's a task that everybody in health and safety needs to step up to. It's obviously not just IOSH. We're really asking our members to mobilise and to help us spread that message of good health and safety.
Absolutely. If members can get on board with that, that would be brilliant.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thanks for your time, Louise.
Thanks.
Cheers.